Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back. It's 12 after the hour. Thanks very much for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. I'm Jim Blasingame, and you're listening to the Small Business Advocate Show, and I'm glad you're here. Bob Cuska is here. He's our great friend, longtime Brain Trust member, founder and president of Fusion Factor, and author of a number of books, most of them on human resources and the workforce. And he's here today to talk to us about a topic he and I've never talked about before. Bob Cuska, welcome back.
Thanks, Jim. It's always great to be on your show, and I hope your listeners are really got their ears tuned in for today's topic.
I do, too, because it's a big one. It's a controversial one, but an important one. What are you running into with regard to immigration when you're working with your folks?
Well, I've been at this for a long time, and it's always been an issue. And right now, it's a highly charged emotional issue. And if one thing I could say to your listeners is, this is a business issue for us, you know, for as employers, as small businessmen. Because what I've run into is the cycles of employment. And let me just give you a quick anecdote, Jim. In 1990, I was the employment manager of a 2,500-person factory for the Gillette Company. And we were launching a new product. And when we did our forecast, we thought we needed 350 workers for the upcoming 12 months. Well, when we finished the 12 months, we had hired 1,300 workers in 12 months.
Wow.
It was crazy.
Wow.
And we were at it full-time, and the Massachusetts unemployment rate had dropped to 2.9%.
Oh, that's beyond. That's below full employment.
That's bringing
grandma and grandpa out of retirement, isn't it?
You know, our standing joke was our interview was we put a mirror in front of your mouth, and if there was breath on it, we hired you. But in all seriousness, you know, at that same time, we had a gubernatorial race in Massachusetts, and one of the candidates was very strong on an anti-immigration platform, and his concern was that immigrants would come to our state because of the social benefits, and they would suck up the resources, and that was not good. Well, let me tell you how it affected me as a business. Those 1,300 people I hired were like the United Nations in my factory.
Right.
I hired anybody who had working visas.
Did you even hire illegals? Did they have papers?
No. No. 1986, the Immigration Reform Act went into place. And we always required work permit proof anyway. But I would not hire illegals. But I was hiring. We did an ethnic audit. We had 18 different languages spoken as a first language in our factory and 54 different ethnicities.
Wow.
But my point is, Jim, if we did not have immigration into this country, you know, I couldn't run my business.
Right.
And we had a big wave post-Vietnam. A lot of those people that I were hiring were Cambodians and Vietnamese and Laotians.
Mm-hmm.
So when you think about immigration, you can say, well, I like it or I don't like it, and that's the emotional part. But when you look at who fills these jobs when we have a declining American birth rate, you know, this is necessary for our workforce.
Mm-hmm.
So what I'm finding is it's more difficult for the small business owner to really screen through people because quite often they're talking to people where, you know, there are cultural differences and language differences, and even differences in if they were a banker in Nigeria and then they come over here and want to get a banking job, there's enough differences that it can be difficult to sort through that.
No, that's one of the issues that they have is a lot, you know, many of us have been picked up by cab drivers who were doctors in their home country.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
So, no, we do have this challenge. We've got the, especially the lower skilled jobs. Americans A don't want those jobs much anymore, and B, we're not creating enough babies to take those jobs, even if they did want to.
That's right.
And that's some of the issues we've got. So this is one of the challenges that we've got in America, and when people talk about sending 12 million illegals back, I don't think they realize what a hole in the workplace that's going to create. Well, how many jobs would just be undone?
Oh, and just first of all, the jobs that would go
able,
away.
You wouldn't be able to get a hotel room.
That's probably. Right. Who's going to clean it?
Yeah. You wouldn't be able. You might not. You wouldn't be able to get a seat at your favorite restaurant.
Yep. And lower level earning people, they spend every dollar that goes into their pocket. So we'd be taking a big spend out of the economy.
That's a good point.
But we do need to do a better job of how we screen people and how we manage people once they're here. And that's the area we need reform.
But see, all the people that you and I were just talking about, that 12 million, those are illegals. They don't have documents.
I know.
They don't have documents.
And
if you're an employer who wants
to
be legal, who doesn't want to be the immigration people to come in and lock you up or whatever, be fined or whatever, how do you deal with that?
Well, that's the big argument in our society today. I would tell you, as an employer, I'd like to find a practical way to make those workers acceptable with due diligence in our country. Mm-hmm. What that way is what we'll argue about in this country. You know, they say they came here illegal, so we shouldn't give them status. But if we don't find some way to convert some of those people to American workers, we will have an issue in this country. And by the way, we're kind of at the perfect storm right now. Because the employment cycle, now I've been through recessions early 80s, early 90s, the dot-com bust, and what always happened was 2 or 3 years after the recession, the hiring would come storming back.
Mm-hmm.
And what didn't happen this time, in 2007 and 8, when we had the financial crisis, employers got so scared. They said, "I'm not hiring anybody."
Right.
And we did. We really had shrinkage for a long time.
Right.
You know what? What that did to us is people delayed their retirement. Well, you know what? The pipe is coming due very soon, Jim.
Mm-hmm.
People are starting to all us baby boomers are starting to say, "Hey, I'm now 68. I delayed it 3 years.
Right.
You know, now's the time to do it."
Well,
I have to say
that corporate America laid off millions more than they had to.
Yes, they did.
And they grew their bottom line and therefore their share price on the backs of the people who were left and on the backs of the extra people they laid off.
I couldn't agree more. It was all about share price.
That's not the first time. Exactly right, Bob. All about share price. And that's not the first time I've said that. That's an indictment of corporate America as far as I'm concerned. Quick break, 20 after. I'm Jim Blassingame. Stay with me. Right back with Bob Cuska, TheFusionFactor.com.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blassingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.